Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5. The Hitman and Christina, good morning. Rolling back to school with us this morning. We love it. We love it. We love it. Wichita gets started next week. I guess I have to, I got to go to some orientation or something Monday night.
Oh?
Yeah. My wife just tells me where to be, and I'm like, okay. I don't know where I'm going. Just tell me where to be.
Cool. I'll put it in the old schedule. It's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's what my planner says. 6 p.m. Wife. That's all it needs to say.
That's it? Not a place?
I don't know.
Just wife. Call her. Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, put the leash on me. I'm walking. Let's go.
Good Lord.
Let's talk about our girl Lily, because you and I were having kind of an, we did. We had an off-air argument about this, and so... You know, in our usual fashion, we said, you know what, let's let you guys decide.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Lily and her boyfriend have been together almost 2 years, and they've been living with each other for a year. So it's a pretty serious, committed relationship.
Right.
They have openly talked about getting married and having a family.
Well, that's good.
And she knows he's proposing soon because he's working with the ring designer. I mean, women know these things. It's not a big surprise. And... when she talks about him to other people, she always calls him her fiance, even though he hasn't even proposed yet. And therein lies the rub. I guess she talked to a friend about it yesterday who said it was weird to call him that since it's not official yet. So what she wants to know this morning, is she tempting fate by calling him her fiance before they're actually engaged? Is it weird? Or have other people done it when they know they're going to be married eventually? Christina?
Don't do that. You don't do that. He is boyfriend right now.
Oh, come on.
Keep it that way.
Lighten up.
What do you mean lighten up?
He is
the boyfriend right now. Call him whatever his name is. Call him Paul or call him boyfriend.
Get out of here. They've been together for 2 years. They live together. They've talked about getting married. So if she wants to call him her fiance, what's the big deal with that?
He hasn't proposed yet. You don't know for a fact that it's going to happen. Maybe he's changed his mind, and calling him fiance now is really going to not make it work out that well.
And that's why her friends are having a problem with it, because they think she's jinxing the whole thing, but I don't think it's a big deal at all. Is there anybody out there that agrees with me this morning? 869-1093, or do you agree with Christina? If he's not the fiance, you call him the boyfriend. I think you need to just let your hair down, girl.
You know what? I don't even like it when people are on social media and they have a picture of whoever's interested them at the time and they're like, ooh, that's my wifey over there. I'm like, no, that's either your girlfriend or that's the person that you're talking with.
Why are you tripping? My wife sees pictures of Usher and she calls him baby daddy.
No.
Even though he's not.
He is boyfriend to this girl. Is it Lily? Lily.
Yeah, it's Lily.
Lily is the girl in question here. You call him boyfriend because he is.
Lily, I know you're listening this morning, and I want you to know, girl, I got your back. If you want to call him your fiance all day long, you do whatever you feel like doing, and I guarantee the listeners are going to call up this morning at 869-1093, and they're going to agree with me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? You need a drink. That's what you need.
Maybe this is not water. Maybe this is not. Who knows?
869-1093. Your calls this morning. I want to hear this. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. Going crazy this morning about our girl, Lily. And Christina's making a big stink about how she's claiming to identify her relationship status.
And honestly, I'm not that big in the labels to begin with, but if you got a boyfriend, call him a boyfriend. That's what I'm thinking here. Anyway, the whole story behind everything, if you didn't hear, Lily emailed us, I think it was. And she says her boyfriend and her have been together for about 2 years, living with each other for about a year, and they've openly talked about getting married and having a family. And she knows that he's been talking with a ring designer, so she's feeling like there's a proposal coming on. So good for her. But when she says, when she refers to him to other people, she always calls him the fiancé.
Yeah, which is not that big of a deal.
It's not accurate.
It's not that big of a deal.
It is. Don't call him something he's not. It doesn't make sense.
You know, here's the deal, Christina. They've been together 2 years.
Yeah.
They lived together for a year.
Yeah.
They maybe not be officially engaged, but they've talked about getting married. He's looked at rings. She knows he's looked at rings. I don't know what the big deal is if she wants to call him her fiance and why you're making such... Why are you being so uptight about this? I just don't understand.
It doesn't make sense to call him a fiance if he's not there yet.
Okay.
He's just not.
Okay, I'm not getting anywhere. So you know what? I'm going to turn it over to the listeners right now, and I'm going to let them straight up have a conversation with you about this. Do you agree with Christina? Is there anybody that agrees with Christina this morning? Or do you agree with me, 869-1093, that you don't think it's a big deal at Power 93.5? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, girl.
She is straight tripping.
Right?
What?
It is not that serious at all.
That's what I'm saying. It's lighten up.
Seriously.
I just feel like you're putting pressure on it at that point.
No, I could get it if it was like some crazy person and she was like, oh yeah, that's my husband. Mm-hmm. But like hubby, wifey, fiance, whatever. She probably has been with him for a long time.
2 years.
She doesn't want to introduce him as just her boyfriend. So she says fiance, whatever. If they get married, they get married. If they don't, they don't.
Exactly.
It's just the word.
Exactly.
I just think it's
Christina,
silly.
You need a fatty right now.
I need a excuse a what?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you need to go totally Jamaican right now. Just chill out.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine me?
Do you
just
have
going
a
completely
boyfriend?
Jamaican.
Christina?
What's up?
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not.
Okay, that's why.
Oh.
All right.
Damn!
You guys have a blessed day.
Yeah, well, thanks for blessing the day after that.
Yeah.
Thanks for, we love you. Thanks for calling up and thanks for waking up and listening to us. Our listeners are just going to be real with the Christina. They're not going to mince any words. 869-1093. Do you think this is weird or you agree with me it's not that big of a deal? Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. We got some drama this morning at Power 93.5. And I guess it comes down to labels. What are you willing to accept? What is right? What is wrong? Listen to Lily's story this morning at Power 93.5.
So here's the thing. She says that her boyfriend and her, they've been together for a while, about 2 years, and they've been living with each other for about a year. So, I'm not going to go into the pacing of that, but still. They've been together for a while, and they've been openly talking about getting married, having a family, all that bougie stuff. And she knows that there's a proposal coming, because he's been talking with a ring designer, been working with him, so she knows it's coming. But when she talks to her friends, talks to other people, she jumped the gun, and she's always saying that he's her fiancé. And he hasn't even proposed yet. That's the issue here. That's what is really getting me confused, and I think it's a little weird. Now, when she's talking to her friends about it, they tend to agree with me over here, saying that it's weird to call him that since it's not really official. It hasn't been declared yet. Now, she wants to know if she's tempting fate by calling him the fiancé before they're actually engaged, and is it weird? Have other people done it? And, they're going to get eventually married, and they know it. She just, really what it comes down to is it weird? And I think it is. I think if you haven't already gotten to that level yet, don't call him that. It doesn't make sense to. It's kind of like at work. Like, if you know you have a promotion coming up, but you don't actually have it yet, why would you say that you have it? Like, you're that person now. It's kind of like that. I guess that's the mentality I'm going for here. Like, you just don't do that in a relationship. You don't do that at work. You don't do that. Labels, labels, labels. I'm not into them, but they kind of matter sometimes. Like, maybe this is actually going to freak the guy out too much just by her saying, he's my fiance, and trying to scare him away like that. I think that's what her friends are trying to tell her, too, at the same time. It's just, it's a weird situation. And there's a lot of people out there, like, they'll go on social media and they'll say, oh, that's my hubby over there, and they'll snap a picture of their boyfriend or something. And it's just, I don't understand it. I don't think I'm ever going to understand it. It's one of those things. And of course, Hitman disagrees. You know how he does. He thinks that it's totally fine. He doesn't think there's an issue at all with it. And I, of course, you know, we butt heads all the time. I don't understand you.
Well, I understand the fact that I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think you need to lighten up. Nobody has called up this morning and agreed with you. 869-1093, the power lines are blowing up. Who would have thunk? Go ahead. What do you think this morning?
She's right. You're wrong, the Hitman.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
She's right.
Thank you.
I've been with my man for 5 years, and I ain't around calling him not married in the future. Not until he puts a ring on it. Until then, he is just my boyfriend.
All right.
There's no need to jump to conclusions.
Okay, I just feel like I got checked, and I'm going to respectfully accept that right now.
I feel better. I feel so much better now. Now I know I'm not crazy. Thank you, girl.
You are not.
All right, girlfriend. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's one lady that agrees with you, and she's been with her man for 5 years, and he hasn't put a ring on it yet?
I don't know.
Ain't none of my business. What's up with it? Hello, go ahead. Who's this?
Hey, check it out, man. I'm in a situation I used to just like she did, okay? I think you need to put the right label on it. But I got with my woman 3 years ago. A year ago, I decided to get engaged to her.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that we're not going to have a wedding until we have everything in line, everything ready. But we love each other so much that I put a ring on it. And I introduce her all the time as my wife.
Wow.
And she always says that this is my husband. So in our eyes, we are completely in love and married. And, you know, that's how we feel.
I got you, man. So in theory, then you agree with me that it's not that big of a deal because Christina fundamentally has an issue with you calling this woman your wife and you're not legally married.
Yeah. And it's completely understandable. But we love each other so much.
Love my mama so much.
Well, dude, put a ring on it. I don't know. There's plenty of guys out here that would sit there and go, nope, that's my girl. But I got enough respect in my woman and enough faith in our relationship that that's going to be my wife.
There you go. And he's not going to the courthouse to make it legal either.
Exactly. God is the only person I need to see in this.
Got it, my man. Thank you. 869-1093.
Make it legal.
Power 93.5. The Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. If you're just tuning in, Lily got the dilemma of the day. Phones blowing up last hour at 869-1093. And really what it boils down to, she's been with her boyfriend for 2 years.
Right.
They've been living together for the last year.
Right.
They've talked about getting married, but it hasn't quite happened yet. She's claiming she knows the question is coming.
Right. I mean, she says that homeboy is actually working with a ring guy. So
yeah, I don't know how that works.
Well, I don't know.
What's the ring guy? You just go to Zales or whatever and do whatever you got to do.
I'm not 110% sure. I've never been in that position.
Who's the ring guy?
It's not like Frodo or something.
Yeah, well, he's like buying out of a bag of rings in the back of an alley or something. What is this about?
That could possibly be the situation.
Here's the problem. Uh-huh. Here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Lily has been going around telling everybody that that's her fiance.
Right.
I don't think it's a big deal, but Christina, she's like, hold up, wait a minute.
The fact is, he's not there yet. He hasn't proposed, so he's not the fiance. At this point, he is still the boyfriend. So you don't call him the fiance if he's actually a boyfriend. Period.
There's been a lot of calls this morning at 869-1093 about all of this. I say it's not a big deal. Christina clearly says, yeah, it is a big deal. And kinda. Don't be calling him a fiance when he ain't really your fiance, girl.
It just makes sense.
We had one listener call up and said she agreed with me. And then we had a couple of other ladies, they called up. They were like, nah, Christina's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then guys have been calling up and say they agree with me. But we have a guy on the phone at 869-1093. Dude, what's up with it? Go ahead, talk to us.
And this is John. Nah, man, I agree with you because they common law, man.
Technically, John, you're right. I mean, they've been living together for more than 90 days. So technically.
Hell yeah, man, you're right, man. I'm staying with this girl, man. And I came up and got this job that was $18 an hour, man. So I thought I was going to bounce out on that old freak, man. And, man, they got me. I had to pay shit I didn't even know about, man.
Homeboy's on lockdown. Game over, man.
I was gonna bounce up on out of there because I had came up, but they made me pay shit I didn't even know about.
Yeah, watch your language now. You know what? You're trapped, brother. There's no escaping for you now. Game over. I tell you what, let me look at my calendar and see if I can set aside an hour for you. I have a couch in my office. You can come in and we can talk about this, okay?
Yeah, she can call him whatever she wants to, man. She got him. He got her, man.
I got it.
All right, then, here, man. All right.
Thank you, man. Thank you for calling. Right, thanks for waking up and listening to us. There's something else going on there.
Something's not right.
It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the latest from Major Lazer, Justin Bieber. It's called Cold Water this morning.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the song, but I think you're a bigger one.
Yeah, well, I love music. And what you guys don't get to see, it's when the mics are off, the speakers are really loud in the control room. Mm-hmm. And I'm dancing around and clapping my hands, making funny faces.
And I don't know if it's because you really enjoy music or if it's because your hearing's going.
Thanks.
I'm just saying, they are loud.
Thanks.
All the time. I have snuck over there and turned it down.
Thanks.
Maybe I'm the grandma here. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Beat me up.
I'm just saying.
I like loud music.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in, the last phone call about our dilemma of the day, Lily. Her man and her have been together for 2 years, been living together for the last year. He hasn't popped the question yet. She says she knows he's going to. She claims he's been looking at rings, and with this knowledge, she has freely, openly gone around and called him her fiancé.
She just decided this.
And Christina has a huge issue with that.
Yeah. Like, the fact is, don't call him the fiance when he's actually your boyfriend. He's still the boyfriend. He hasn't popped the question. It's not there yet.
869-1093. We have a lady on the phone. And ma'am, today you get to have the last word on our dilemma. Is this weird?
It's super weird. She's already thinking about what she's going to make with the milk before she even eats the cow.
That's what I'm saying, girl.
She probably isn't going to get the ring, and she's already thinking about the man.
So right.
Anything can happen. And then her friends are going to look at her like she's dumb if they break up and be like, well, what about your fiance? What happened with him? Or what about your soon to be husband? So it's so weird.
What I think is interesting is that I'm finding that the women agree with you, Christina, and the men agree with me. So, ladies, you really do want that ring and you want it to be official before you're going to allow him to get that comfortable. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, because for the guys, I can see why they're okay with it. They want to be called the husband because they want to be, oh, yeah, that's mine. But they don't want it, the commitment. And that's why it's wrong.
Preach, girl.
Mm-hmm. They want the cake, but they don't want to put the icing on the cake.
Exactly. They want the cake and they want to eat it, too.
And what good is cake without icing, right?
Man, that is kind of gross.
Exactly.
I'm starting to come around to where you're coming at with this. I'm feeling what you're putting down.
Thank you. So, it's weird. She needs to stop it.
I like the food analogies. The cake, the ice cream.
I know, I'm starving now.
Yeah, cookies and milk. You know, I like where it's going. It's like peanut butter and jelly. They got to go together to be good.
Oh, goodness. Now I'm starving. Stop. You too.
And jelly.
Are you going to make it?
I think so. Thank you for calling. It's 869-1093. What a crazy show. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.